Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening and welcome to Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. And I just have to laugh a little bit. We were just serenaded by the sounds of
one of our cats.
Kitty's doing things.
In a litter box. We have a digger. Yeah.
So someone was digging for, I guess, buried treasure. And that's what we'll call it. Sure, and that's the segue to what we're going to be doing tonight and what Circle Sanctuary is going to be doing tomorrow night. Tomorrow is the actual night of the full moon, and this is an unusual full moon because we have not had a full moon on Friday the 13th since, from what I saw online, since the year 2000.
Oh, 19 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the next full moon on a Friday the 13th will not happen again till I think I saw the year 2040, something or other. Yeah, look it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, it's a
special one.
It is. It's a harvest moon because this is the full moon of the month of September, okay? And this is also considered to be, because it's on a Friday the 13th, even though some may say that's a bad luck day. Many say that's a good luck day, so it is a good luck moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Circle Sanctuary is doing, let me go to their website. Because it's various places on Facebook, of course, at Circle Sanctuary Ministers, we are part of the Circle Sanctuary Facebook group. There's ministers groups. There's a group for the Pagan Spirit Gathering, and so we get a variety of information about what's going on at Circle, like all the time. And tomorrow, on their full moon circle. So if you go to circlesanctuary.org, you can see what they're doing. So you can do something tonight. You can do a time release and see what they're doing, or join them in spirit, I guess you could say, tomorrow night. Or if you are anywhere remotely close to the greater Madison, Wisconsin area, you can join Circle Sanctuary. And it will be from 7 until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And for tomorrow, they're going to be, Selena will be doing, I guess, a discussion. And then also doing the full moon ritual, and you can bring some little charm that is considered like a good luck charm for yourself and bring that to the full moon circle. And that is, as all of these are held on Circle Sanctuary Land, and you could find out where they're at. And you can RSVP by finding out more information on the Circle website. Also, bring a votive candle in a votive holder, and you can go to the events page, and also I think that also allows you to register. It's a free event. All the full moon circles are free event, are free events. But this one in particular is, again, it's a special one because it's harvest and abundance and prosperity and good luck and all of that jazz. And related to that is what we are doing tonight, which is also a full moon ritual. And we are also focusing on the harvest energies and this energy of abundance and prosperity for pretty much anything you need those types of energetic endeavors for during this general time of the year. And we are, let's see, it's the 12th of September, so we're only, let's see, 12, 7, 21, a week, a little over a week until the autumn equinox.
Yep. Yeah.
What some people also call Mabin. So this is a particular time where we're in full harvest mode in the season of the year. It's in a literal sense as well as a figurative sense that this is a time to start harvesting some of the outcomes of whatever energy and efforts you have put into whatever particular projects you've been working on. It can be home-related stuff. It can be increasing wealth in any way, shape, or form. Typically, when we talk about abundance, talk about the obvious, physical abundance, being more, perhaps being more financially secure, maybe buying buying a home, maybe buying a new home, maybe moving to a different part of the country, which may or may not also include buying a new house, getting job raises, getting a new job, or something even simple, more simple, like maybe more short term. Maybe just increasing your abundance so that you have enough money to pay your bills and not be as financially strapped. If you own your own business, especially if you are an artisan or a craftsman and you sell your stuff, it would be great if you could just sell it and not also have to work at the business end of it, but there's always the business end of it. And there are a number of people that we know that we've had on Circle Talk shows in the past, people we've met at Circle Sanctuary, PSG, and a bunch of other places that are craftsmen, that are authors, and financial prosperity is important for these folks too. So this becomes a great time to really focus and hone those particular energies. And kind of related to this is my altar set up for tonight. And what I've done for a while now is I use a big piece of cedar that No, it's pine, actually. This piece of wood, I think, is a pine and not cedar. And somebody gave it to us a while back. It's a big oval piece. And this month I have it set up a little bit differently where I have these.
Crocheted?
Yeah, they're crocheted. It is back in the end of July, we went to a conference in Atlanta called Mystic South. And besides having a very large number of workshops packed into this three-day event, there was also a decent number of vendors. And there was this interesting person who made a variety of different craft items. They were crocheted, but amongst other things, she had these, I'm going to call them cozies. Is that what they are?
Yeah, it's like a little sleeve, a little cozy.
It's a little cozy. It's a little crocheted cozy, and it fits over the seven-day jar candles. These are the candles that are, what, roughly about 9 inches tall, about 2 to 3 inches in diameter. Yeah, you see them all over the place. You can see them plain. You can see them with a variety of colors in them. Some also are used in hoodoo, folk magic, and in these types of practices, there are a variety of candles that will have various things on the outside. Some of them are like they're good luck candles, or they are candles for jobs, candles for love, for protection.
Yeah.
And one of these is called Road Opener, and it's a combination of orange and green. Likewise, they are also candles that are reversal candles, where half of it might be black and white or black and red, and you use those for particular types of protective work as well. That is the candle that I'm going to use as our big main working candle, and I purchased not long ago white 7-day candles so that I could use them over and over in my with my little crocheted elemental candle cozies.
Oh, yeah.
So what this person did is it was a the main part of this was crocheted, and on the outside of that is a smaller crochet triangle, and these are the triangles that are the classic elemental symbols for earth, air, fire, and water, and she also color-coded them, and I've got those set up for my sacred directions. Got a couple of other stones, there's stone spheres that are for prosperity and money and luck. And I've got a central white candle for my generic goddess candle.
Yeah.
So that's my setup for this particular month's full moon. And we're going to start off by calming ourselves, centering ourselves with some nice deep breaths. And breathe in. And slowly exhale. And as you do, every time you breathe out, every time you exhale, let some of that stressful energy of the day just move out of your upper body and your arms. Let it flow down through the trunk of your body. Make sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor. And then breathe in and out again. Then let all that stress and negative, harmful energy just flow out of you, down through your feet. Let it flow through the layers of the building that you're in. Down into the ground below. And know that that energy is going to be transformed. And recycled into cleansing, healing energy for Mother Earth. And imagine energy, pure, clean energy, bright energy, flow up through your toes and the soles of your feet. And up your legs, through your trunk, into your solar plexus. Let that healing, grounding energy just sit and resonate within you. As I cast the circle, cast a circle of bright light and warm, inviting energy to invite all of those listening here and now. And in the time beyond, to join us and to lend your energies of growth and abundance and prosperity to the work that we are doing. And as you breathe inward, bring in more of this bright, cleansing, warming energy from Mother Earth. And so whatever energy that is excess that you do not need, send it out so so that we are connected to each other, so we can share this energy of abundance and positivity and well-being and generosity and thankfulness and gratitude and abundance to each other. Spirits of light, spirits of sound, spirits of abundance, spirit around, so mote it be. I'm going to begin by welcoming the energies and elementals and guardians of East and Air, lend us your energies of wisdom. Give us the ability to learn. Give us the ability to hear the messages from our ancestors and our gods and goddesses, and to share our messages with the divine and our ancestors. Bless us with intellect, wisdom, and mental clarity. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the East and Air, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we turn our directions to the south. And we welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the South and fire to be with us tonight. We ask that you grant us your fires of protection, the energy to stay motivated, powers of creativity and passion, and we ask that you bless us with a spark of fire, and that spark of energy that connects us to all living things. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the South and fire, we welcome you. Blessed be. We turn our direction to the west, and we welcome the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction of west and water to our circle. grant us the ability to have compassion and empathy for our fellow living creatures on the planet. Bless us and aid us in healing our minds and our hearts and our bodies. Grant us the powers of intuition. Grant us the ability to remain empathetic to the needs and suffering of others. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water, we welcome you. Blessed be. Turn our direction to the north. And we welcome and ask the spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth to our circle. Aid us in remaining grounded and focused. Bless us with physical health. Aid us in providing us with physical sustenance through your bounty. Especially during this harvest time. Aid us in achieving our goals of abundance and prosperity. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, we welcome you. Blessed be. And we welcome and ask the goddess of the waxing moon and the coming full moon to join us in this circle. Goddesses of many names, by many different cultures. Grandmother Moon, Luna, Selene, Athena, and many others by many different names in many different cultures. Teach us, bless us, guide us. Lend us your energies of strength. Heal our hearts and minds. And bless us with your bright full moon energy of abundance, prosperity, wealth, good luck. Powerful energy. Moon Goddess, bless us and be with us. And welcome to our circle. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
On this full corn moon, barley moon, harvest moon, wheat moon, let's take a moment to focus on the energies of abundance on the planet. At this time of the year, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are harvesting crops. So that they may be stored for winter. Let us also take the time to harvest these energies, bring them within us, to take some of that energy and hold it within you. Luck, abundance, and prosperity. Luck, abundance, 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 prosperity. So mote it be. So let's take this time, if you have petitions you want to write out for specific things you want to focus on, let's take the time to do that. And as you do so, focus on whatever financial abundance-related goal you would like to see manifested. If you want to see an aid in bills being paid, visualize paid in full being written on top of those bills. If you're looking for a new job, visualize yourself being in a new place of work, happy, in a harmonious place. If you are looking to try to buy a new home, visualize an image of your ideal type of home that you want to try to buy. And imagine yourself holding a key to that new place. So hold, if you have a candle with you, let the energy of that endeavor fill you up. And as you exhale, put the energy into that candle or that lucky stone or that charm or the petition that you've just written. And I have lit a road opener candle so that we may be lucky and successful in all of our endeavors. And this candle, as it is a 7-day candle, which lasts an average of 7 days, mm-hmm. maybe sometimes a little bit longer, this candle will stay lit, and I will let it burn out. So I'll let it burn all the way down.
Okay.
And on this particular night, since we are using jar candles, and none of our cats seem to be around at the moment.
Yep. They're napping.
No, they're not down here. good.
Weird.
Sometimes they're here, sometimes they're not. We're going to keep all of the other candles burning as well for a while. So take this time to connect to everybody listening in the here and the now and listening in the time beyond. Know that our energies of abundance and prosperity and success and luck are shared with all of those listening so that we may lend energies to each other for whoever needs it. As we are a community and we are all connected. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And we thank our goddesses of the full moon, of many names and from many different cultures, for being with us. We are going to keep your bright light burning to honor the bright shining light of full moon, which is shining now and will be for several days to come, tonight, tomorrow, and into the weekend. It'll be nice and bright. We thank you for sharing your energies, for protecting us, for granting us wisdom, for hearing our prayers, for blessing us with your energy of healing and abundance, prosperity and success. Full moon goddesses, we thank you. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
We turn our direction to the north. And we thank the elementals, spirits, and directional energies of North and Earth for being with us, for providing physical sustenance, the place on which we live, grounding, and sustenance. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the North and Earth, we thank you. So mote it be. And we turn our direction to the west, the home of the setting sun, and the elements of water. From many places, the deepest oceans and the smallest streams. We thank you for being with us. For helping us to remember to have compassion and empathy for our fellow creatures on this planet. For blessing us with healing energies. spirits, elementals, and guardians of the west and water. We thank you. So mote it be. And we turn our direction to the south, the home of the noonday sun and the element of fire. We thank you for lending your energies of protection, motivation, and that spark of passion and creativity that live within all of us. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, we thank you. So mote it be. And we turn our direction back to the east, home of the rising sun and the element of air. We thank you for blessing us with intellect and mental clarity. We thank you for listening to our prayers and messages that we send to our gods and goddesses and to our ancestors. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air, we thank you for your intellect and wisdom, and for being with us tonight. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And as we open this circle of connection, know that the energies of abundance and prosperity and success connect us to each other in the here and the now and in the time beyond. And our circle is open but never broken. And merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Woohoo! And we thank everyone for listening. And as I said a few minutes ago, we're going to keep our candles burning for a while tonight, and our great big road opener candle, we're going to keep going. And again, this is a candle with orange and some green in the middle to lend us energies of success and luck and prosperity in our endeavors. I'd like to remind people that we have shows going on all the time through our podcast, the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. Our next show coming up will be this Saturday, and that is Pagans of the World.
Paganos del Mundo.
Every Sunday night, we have Nature Mystic, and this is re-podcast of Selena's best shows from her years hosting Nature Mystic and Circle Craft Studies when we were with Pagans Tonight Radio. And those shows are both at 7 p.m. Eastern. Selena's show is every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. On Mondays, we have Lunatic Mondays. Next Tuesday, we will have a new show with host Deborah Rose with Circle Talk. Yes, and one show every month on Lunatic Mondays is in Spanish. And then every Wednesday, we've got a new show from Selena Fox. Right now, we've got Divining Dreams, and there will be a new episode next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, just about.
Friday is the only day we don't have anything.
That's right. Friday is the only day that is a show that is a night that is a
dark.
A dark night? Is that
yeah.
what they call that in broadcasting?
Right.
Right.
Right. So we don't have shows on every night of the week all month long. We do have shows every Wednesday, every Sunday.
3 out of 4 Mondays.
Right. 2 Tuesdays a month. 2 Thursdays a month. And is it 1 Saturday a month?
And 3 of 4 Saturdays a month
yeah.
have a Paganos Del Mundo show.
Right.
So we are full of stuff.
The Saturday and Sunday show start at 7 p.m. Eastern. Everything else starts at 8 o'clock Eastern. And they can also be downloaded afterwards directly from the Blog Talk site or through your favorite streaming sites, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Evox.
Evox. And there are a few others that we've been told that our stuff is out on that we didn't put out on. So it is being shared in a wide variety of places. And Blog Talk Radio also archives every single show. So if you are on Facebook at all, look us up. We are CSN Podcasts, and you can find a full listing of our shows that are posted several times a week.
Yeah.
And just look for those announcements, and it'll show a description of the show that is coming up. Again, likewise, if you go to CSN Podcasts on Facebook, there's also a link that takes you directly to Blog Talk Radio, and it also has the full archive listing of all the shows that we've done so far.
Yep.
So you can download those at any time. And like I said, we've got, let me click back. So for Circle Sanctuary, I'll let you know a few of the things they've got going on in the next several weeks. Upcoming events. Again, Friday night is Full Moon Circle, and that is 7 p.m. Central Time. At Circle Sanctuary Nature.
At Circle Sanctuary.
Correct. Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve in the Forested Hills of southwestern Wisconsin. Saturday, starting at 9:30, is their Sanctuary Day, and on Sanctuary Days, there are a variety of different types of cleanup work that needs to be done, and they focus on different things on different months. So there'll be a wide variety of things, some outdoor, some indoor. Saturday, September 21st, this is an all-day event, is Welcome Fall. Friday, October 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time is their next Full Moon Circle. There's another, there's a full weekend, volunteer work weekend next month in October. It's October 12th and 13th. And from Friday through Sunday, October 25th through 27th, is Circle's Samhain event. Besides PSG, the Pagan Spirit Gathering, this is their other premier event of the year. It is really good. It is really full. If you want to go, you need to register sooner rather than later. There are some years they actually have a cutoff because there are size limitations with the number of people that can fit in the big giant tent they usually have there.
Yeah. They've outgrown the barn. They used to have them in the barn. When we first started going, the Samhain rituals were in the temple room in the barn. And they've outgrown that, and they get this big tent that they use now that can seat a lot more people, but they still have a limit as to how many they can seat and support. So there is usually a maximum number of people limit, and they'll have a cutoff on that.
So, again, you can find out all this information by going to circlesanctuary.org. On their front page is the upcoming events, and you can click on any of those that are highlighted, and you get all the details on all of those. The voluntary work weekends are, of course, free. The full moon ritual events, full moon circles, are free. The Samhain, there is a cost for registration for that. That is a three-day event. Their welcome fall event is a one-day event on Saturday, September 21st. And again, when you click on that, it'll take you to detailed information on the event, what's going to be going on that particular day, and registration costs as well. And it'll also take you directly to registering for that. So Circle Sanctuary has a host of activities. Oh, of course, I didn't even mention everything that Selena Fox does. She is off in many different places on travels. Let's see. Does she have anything? She just told us the other day she's on travels someplace or other. So if you look up Selena Fox on Facebook, there's always listings of upcoming appearances of where she's going to be. She talks at a variety of different places, especially at this time of the year. She's also been invited to other Pagan Pride Day celebrations in other states. So if you want to find out what Selena Fox is up to, look her up on Facebook, and there's a ton of information on what she's got going on. And I think that is it.
Yeah.
So.
Lots of stuff going on. Sir.
Lots of stuff going on. Again, if you Selena will also be at Chicago Pagan Pride Day on September 18th. Is that right? No. Maybe that was last year. Make sure you look up latest stuff that Selena's going to be doing by going to her Facebook pages, and that'll give you the most updated information. I think this website is a little bit out of date. Updated information on where she is going to be, various different appearances.
Oh.
So, we would like to thank everyone who is listening now and listening in the future. We'd like to thank Circle Sanctuary for allowing us and others to host our shows every week in some form or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
everybody listening, I'd like to thank everybody else involved with the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast team, Selena Fox and Laura Gonzalez, who host the Monday and Saturday shows.
All of our other international hosts, because we have hosts in Spain, Mexico, and Brazil, I believe.
Yeah.
And
Portugal. I thought maybe two.
Oh, yeah, Portugal.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
Deborah Rose,
who also hosts, and she hosts Circle Talk.
Yeah. All right.
And so what would you like to take us out with? What is our musical selection for the night, Dave?
Well, let's see. Maybe the moon is high. It's a full moon.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that is it's a good idea.
Yeah. The moon is high by a spiral rhythm. Ready to go? Good night, all.
Good night, all, and bright blessings.
The moon is high on this night of power. The children come at the witching hour. Our hands are
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.